Thank you for joining us again. So far this week, we've looked at the call of Abraham. He set out with the Lord God as his navigator, trusting him to lead him and direct him and take him to the land that he had promised to give him. And then we race forward to a vision in Zechariah. We thought about the importance of holding a vision of the future before us in order to help us to keep on going and to be strong for the journey of discipleship. And yesterday we asked that question, do we have a vision? Has God given us a vision of something in some area of our lives that we can hold before us to help us to keep our hands strong for the task God has set us? Well, today we're going to think about decisions. Abraham had to decide to set out based on his relationship and trust of God, and on the costs of leaving the safety of the land for a distant land versus hearing the promises of God. All that together enabled Abraham to decide to set off on that journey. And then yesterday, those in Jerusalem had to decide to continue with the task of rebuilding after exile. They had to set out into that task very deliberately. Any significant journey we make requires decisions to be made. Where are we going? How are we going to get there? Why are we making that journey? If we're on a holiday, we don't get to our destination by accident, do we? We decide and then we make plans and commitments accordingly and put them into action. We often talk about discipleship as a journey. One author says that we do not drift into discipleship. We do not drift into discipleship. It doesn't happen by accident. Doesn't happen automatically. It's a decision that we need to make. We're going to read today that well-known passage from Joshua 24, 14 to 28. Joshua has taken over from Moses and led the people into the land promised to them. Joshua's life and leadership of the people is coming to an end. And so he calls them together. And for Joshua and for the Lord God, it's decision time for the people of God. Let's read. Now fear the Lord, says Joshua, and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you're going to serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose lands you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And then the people answered, far be it for us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we travelled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God. Then Joshua said to the people, you are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end to you after he has been good to you. But the people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord. Yes, we are witnesses, they replied. Now then, said Joshua, throw away the foreign gods that are among you. Yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him. On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people, and there at Shechem, he reaffirmed for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. And then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak near the holy place of the Lord. See, he said to all the people, this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all the words the Lord has said to us, and it will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God. Then Joshua dismissed the people, each to their own inheritance. Choose for yourselves who you will serve, the Lord God or the local Canaanite gods. Make a choice. Joshua was worried for the people, his people, God's people. All along, despite God's continual faithfulness, as the people escaped Egypt and made their way to the promised land, there were signs that the people were so too easily pulled away from faithful worship and commitment to their God. They were seduced by the gods of their age. So Joshua repeats his question, make sure the people are sure, and then he puts a stone up to remind them of their covenant promises. Have we chosen to be disciples? Have we weighed up the cost of discipleship? Pick up your cross and follow me, says Jesus. Have we reminded ourselves of what God through Jesus has done for us? And then have we set out to be his followers, his disciples, his learners on this journey of faith? Well, perhaps this is a good time to remake our promises to God. And then to find a stone or something else to mark our promises, to remind us of our promises. What could you use? Where would you put it? Somewhere in your house, somewhere in your garden, or somewhere that would remind you that this day you made a fresh promise to God. And then just that reminder, we do not drift into discipleship. Discipleship requires a decision. Father, I thank you that you have called us to the most exciting of lives. We recognize, though, we need to make a decision. We need to choose your way. This is a good day as any for us to recommit ourselves to you, Father. Help us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May God bless us this day.